Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, my next guests are two very well-known names in their own fields, but they also have a really strong connection. From the band The Metabolics to Brussels, they've been the best of friends and have never lost touch with each other. Microbiologist Professor Luke O'Neill and RT's Europe editor Tony Connolly, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Miriam.
Yeah, I have to confess, we read this in the Sunday Times a few weeks ago. Luke, you were writing, and I said, oh my goodness, I never knew they were best of friends. Tony, how long have you two known each other, and where did you meet?
Well, I've known Luke since my final year in Trinity, which was 1987, believe it or not. And I got to know him initially because his girlfriend at the time, Jean, who I knew in college, she needed a guitar because her boyfriend was coming for a few nights from London. And I went, okay, I suppose I could, you know. It is my guitar, but I don't mind lending it out. But who is this guy? We met sometime after that. And then when I graduated, I went to London, I think 50% of my year in Trinity in 1987, a terrible year economically in Ireland. And we met again because I think at the time Luke was sharing a house with Orla Duane, who was from a very famous singing family. And Orla was looking for a guitarist. So she was kind of auditioning me to be a guitarist in her band. And we ended up having dinner in her house. And that's when I met Luke sort of formally. And I think we ended up just the two of us singing all night. Until everybody else sort of crashed out and fell asleep on the floor.
And so, Luke, is it true you ended up busking together, the pair of you?
We did. We needed money, you see. Tony was working on a building site, can you imagine?
Before he became
a journalist, you see. So we began playing on busking to make some money on a Saturday. We got very vivid memories. We got to Tottenham Court Road. We play for maybe an hour, make loads of money, as in like a tenner. And then go to a local pub, put all the change on the counter and then spend it on drink. That's my big memory of that. So it was somewhat lucrative.
Do you remember that, Tony? I mean, the busking, what was that like?
Yeah, no, I remember very clearly. I mean, the thing is, when we sort of formed this friendship that was built a lot around music and playing guitars, because we knew all the same music and we liked all the same songs. So we would be playing in parties, in pubs, and then at Tottenham Court Road. And I remember very distinctly going to the pub afterwards and having these towers of 5 pence pieces, sort of sliding them over the counter to the barman, who would be grimacing with annoyance. But yeah, and it was a very formative time. I mean, but from memory, I was working on a building site in London at the time, but Luke was already on this sort of stratospheric trajectory as a PhD student. And I think he'd made some big discovery at the time and had been flying around the world, whereas, you know, I could barely afford a flight to London. Formative times.
Do you remember that moment? What did you discover at that moment, Luke?
I was working on rheumatoid arthritis, that disease, Miriam, and I never forget that. I used to tell Tony about this. Now, he was a stupid arts graduate, couldn't understand science at all, you know. And I would use beer mats and pints to explain the immune system to him. His eyes would glaze over. They still do, Miriam, when I talk to him about science, mind you. But I remember vividly explaining to him my big discovery, and he kind of said, so what? That's got another couple of pints kind of thing, you know. So that was my memory of that one.
But you had a band, Luke, didn't you, called The Sleeping Arrangements?
Oh, that was us. That was our band. Initially, our name, Miriam, is Luke and Tony. Very original name for a band, right?
Yeah. You could start it again.
Well, we could. We could now, couldn't we? And then we said we need a better name. So I think to The Sleeping Arrangements, if you brought your girlfriend back from London to Ireland in those days, your mother would say, what are The Sleeping Arrangements? You know, that was the key question that was asked. And then we thought, we arrange music. You see, we're very clever. So The Sleeping Arrangements was the name we came up with.
But you didn't do badly. I mean, was there a moment, Tony, when you had to decide between your rock and roll lifestyle and journalism?
No, not ever, because, I mean, it was always a hobby that was a fantastic thing to do. Like, we were both extremely into music and playing, and, you know, it opened up so many doors socially, especially in London, because you know, at the time, you know, this was a fairly torrid period of Anglo-Irish relations. And, you know, there was quite an unpleasant climate in London. It was around the time of the Birmingham Six appeal, the Guildford Four, the killings in Gibraltar. And it was there was something about, you know, meeting Irish friends somewhere in London, having taken, you know, X number of tubes and trains to get to a party, and then being able to play music. And, you know, we I think we sort of increasingly played Irish music as some kind of defiance or, you know, shaking a spear at the climate in London at the time. But I mean, for me, I was always trying to get into journalism. So this was simply a, you know, a thing to do on the side. But it was great. And, you know, I still play today in Brussels when I can.
And that was the basis of, like, it's been a really strong friendship. Is it correct, Luke, that you were both, you were best men at each other's weddings?
That's right, exactly. And we're still friends. Isn't it great, Miriam? Apart from the rivalry, you see. I'm only doing media stuff to beat Tony. That's my main mission, you see, is to trump him. You know, he was very annoyed one night, Miriam. I was on the 6-1 News and he was on after me. He said, what the hell is this about? You know, you're invading my space now. So it's been quite satisfying to do that as well.
Listen, we're starting to get a lot of photos from listeners of you two playing together, believe it or not. Yeah.
Thank God for radio, I say.
Do you ever, Tony, want to get the band back together like that scene from the Blues Brothers?
Always, yeah. Yeah, well, Luke would often come by Brussels. You know, he does work for the European Research Council every couple of years. And anytime he's here, we would play. And I have a band in Brussels, and one of my band players has joined Luke's band in Dublin, Howell, as a sort of stand-in bass player. And then, you know, I've managed to get a few guest appearances with the Metabolics, which, you know, was great. But yeah, I mean, it's been difficult, I suppose, in the past year. Obviously, we can't sort of meet up, but yeah. We would always have a go at it, you know, when we have a chance and if we're in the same city.
Like, I was thinking, if it wasn't for COVID, I was saying to my producer Tom, like, you both hopefully might someday come in here, and would you be able to, like, with guitars, start singing again?
Oh, we'd love to. Sure. Oh, God, yeah. Any chance at all, Miriam. Any opportunity we get, we'll jump at it. You know, Tony's right. I mean, it's a terrible shame we can't meet more often and play together, because whenever we play together, we enjoy it. The people in the room mightn't enjoy it as much as us, but it's always brilliant fun, you know.
And Tony, if listeners, you know, got to hear you because we're getting these photographs, what might you have played together? I mean, who did you cover?
Well, we covered at the time, like, a lot of Beatles music and Simon and Garfunkel and the Proclaimers, who were really big. I mean, any songs that lent themselves to, you know, two voices and two guitars, that sort of classic formation. We played a lot of Scullion as well. And then we had a fantastic moment at the Other Voices Festival in Dingle a couple of years ago when we were both appearing there. Luke was talking about his science career. This is obviously pre-COVID, and I was talking about Brexit, and we got on the same stage, and Philip King was there, who of course is the organiser, and we surprised him no end by getting guitars out and playing two Scullion numbers from back in the day. So that was great fun.
That's actually great. It's lovely to have that. Do you find it, Luke, and I'll ask you both this, that because you have got this music and you're both still playing in bands, that it helps you to unwind, Luke?
Oh, for definite. It's my only hobby, Miriam, really, to be honest. I mean, without the guitar and listening to music endlessly, I'd be in bits, basically, you know. And then when you learn a new song, like the Metabolics, we'll do a gig, we hope, in the summer, by the way, if we get a chance. We're listing the songs already. We're learning them, you know, remotely with each other. So music is a great way to switch off and get your brain into a different place, I guess, is the idea. So without it, I'd be lost completely.
Anyway, our listeners say, Miriam, Luke and Tony are great. They both have lovely voices and great crack. That's from Deirdre. Another Rosine says, I love this interview with Tony and Luke. And actually, Dr. Claire O'Connell, who you'll know, said, the first time I met Tony Connolly, I said, you were in Luke's band, weren't you? And Tony replied, Luke was in my band. And another listener says, Tony and Luke, the best two on TV and radio, huge fans of both, and what incredible careers. Listen, it was lovely. It's really nice to always think that there's backstories to people's lives. So who knew that you two were in a band together? Not everybody. And listen, tell me about this, Luke. We're going to go out listening to the Proclaimers. We're going to imagine it's you and Tony in the sleeping arrangements. But tell me about how much you love the Proclaimers.
Oh, they were brilliant. As Tony said, Tony's brother, Stephen, by the way, sadly passed away. He turned me onto them. He was in London as well. And he said, there's this strange twins on a thing called The Tube. You got to see them. And I began listening. And then we said, we can cover their music. Because as Tony said, it's two guys, two guitars, and cranking it out, you see, like a good folk band, you know. So we really loved them. They were one of our favourites by far.
Well, we're going to listen to the Proclaimers now. Thanks to you, Luke O'Neill. Thanks to you, Tony. And actually, since you mentioned Tony's brother, Stephen, we'll dedicate this song now to your brother, Tony. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Miriam. Lovely.
Take care.
Thanks,
mind Miriam. Yourselves.